Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz, South Florida, Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
JC here in Sunnytown, Florida.
Radio.
And this morning I woke up to 46 degrees in Sunnytown, Florida. Beautiful sunrise. It only went up to 55 so far as I know. And you know, that's not good for me. Moved back from Atlanta to South Florida for this cold weather. Well, anyway, you were just listening to Tough Love, the opening song on our Women in Jazz South Florida compilation CD number 6. Number 6 just broke, and we're releasing it this month. I'm going to have a CD release party in March somewhere, sometime. But today, my guest is bassist Fran Friedman. So let me bring her in. Hi, Fran.
Hi, Joan. Hi, Joan. Thanks for having me on.
How are you?
I'm good. Having moved here a few years ago from Cleveland, Ohio, it doesn't seem all that cold to me.
Well, I was freezing. I had a coat on this morning. Seriously, we turned the heat on. Yeah, so, given the sun, try to keep warm. In the meantime, Fran, tell us, how did you come to music as a child?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because I really didn't. I mean, I took, you know, the usual piano lessons, which I loved, but it was a borrowed piano, and at some point my mother had to send it back to her sister. I wanted to take flute, never got around to it until I was in college. And when they tested kids, you know, back when I was in school in the 50s, I'm giving away some information there, they tested you with to see if you could hear notes, the relative pitch. And I was not one of the kids that got recommended to an instrument. So I really didn't get into playing bass. I'm really getting into music in that way as a player until I was about 20 years old. And I learned that you can develop your ear. You can develop an ear, but it was not that was not natural for me.
Well, how did you come to the bass, though? You know, piano.
I had a guitar just for fun in high school, and I would play around on it, learn some things from books, and I realized at some point that I was picking out bass lines, and that when I listened to music, that's what I listened to, and I've just always loved the lower registers. I don't think I certainly didn't understand the way I do now what the role of the bass is, but I just was drawn to it. And so I just had in the back of my mind, I always wanted to play bass. I was at a friend's house, and her brother had a borrowed bass guitar and a little amp, and he showed me a 12-bar blues progression, and I was hooked. And it's still my favorite thing to play. And from there, I got a bass, I got an amp, and have been playing ever since. And I was about 20, 21 years old when that happened.
And do you play acoustic bass, you know, the upright bass?
I do not. I have never have. I love to watch others play it. I enjoy it. I've never drawn to it. I started on electric. Playing a Fender Precision, and I've always played electric bass. And it's just always been what I've been drawn to.
So do you write any of your own music?
I don't write music. I have played original bass lines. The one thing I love about blues, and I do play cover music, top 40, classic rock, R&B. I don't only play blues. I really like to mix it up, but there's room because one's always improvising. So my creativity comes more from listening to everything around me and creating that baseline in the moment that makes the rest of the music sound better. I was working with some guys last week. I recorded a track on their original music. So my writing is just that I'm writing the bass line. So that, and the other thing I love where my creativity comes in is I'm very drawn to just rhythmic changes and changing up the rhythm and driving the rhythm. And so where there's room for improvisation and jamming is just really being creative with different rhythmic patterns.
You work with other women musicians?
I have, and actually in Cleveland for 6 years, I was in an all-female blues, R&B, and classic rock band. Well, it was all-female for the first four, and then we had to replace the drummer. As you might imagine, one of the challenges when you have an all-female band is if somebody leaves, we don't have a large pool of players to select from, at least not in the genre of music that I play. And anytime you're putting a band together, there are a lot of different aspects that have to match up to work with people. You have to get along personally, musically, agree on the type of music you want to play, how often you want to gig, because there are a lot of things that have to match. And then if you add in the very relatively small number of women that are playing electric, I'll just generally refer to it as electric music, it's tough to keep a band all female. But we did, for 4 years, have it all female. We had two really good electric guitarists, a front woman who could sing just about anything and play blues harp, a drummer, and myself on bass. And we played the top clubs in Cleveland. We had a big following, and it was a lot of fun, especially my daughter, her friends, some of the younger girls and women came out. It was just kind of cool for them to hear the sound created totally by women.
That's interesting, because does your daughter play?
No, my daughter was always into musical theater. So I would be in the house playing classic rock and blues, and she's blaring music for Broadway shows. So we had just both very into music, but in different ways.
Well, that's really cool. That's cool. Do you have other children?
Don't you want to learn bass? I have one daughter, and I always wondered. A couple of her friends were interested. I used to do some workshops at her school and teach bass to some of the other girls. I kept a smaller bass around that was easy for a beginner, but my daughter just was never really interested in learning it. She loves to come out to hear me play, and she's in town in December, for example. She and some of her friends that came with her came out to a club where I was playing. And we had sometimes had a group of girls who were all in musical theater, some of whom have since been on Broadway, get up and sing backup with us just for fun. And that was always a blast at certain clubs where it was appropriate for that to happen.
Okay. Now, what about studying music? Did you study it, in school? Or did you...
I'm relatively untrained. When I started playing bass, I did find someone and I took some lessons and it got me started. Within 6 months, I was playing out in a band. Here and there through the years, if I felt that I was kind of in a rut and wanted to expand my playing, I might hear somebody that had something that I wanted to learn from, and I would get in touch and take a few lessons. I took a class when I was living in Cleveland. The area I lived in has an Institute of Music, and I took a class in theory and composition, which helped me understand the way I think about music as a bassist. I think in terms of the intervals, which is the patterns. That's how I approach the music. But I'm relatively untrained. I don't read music. I've never played a bass line from a piece of paper. I wouldn't know how to do it. I would be there going, all cars eat gas. And by the time I figured it out, the song would be over. So I play by ear. And most of the people I've played with play by ear. I've been in full-time working bands, and we just learned everything back then from the record, which then became the CD.
Okay. And now talk about CDs. Have you done any recording?
I have here and there recorded on some CDs through the years. Somewhere way back in the 70s, I was in a band that was more of an original independent rock band, and I played on some tracks for them. I played actually on some tracks for somebody here just as a favor. That's a whole different kind of music. I really don't even know what to call it. It's kirtan, which is an Indian-based spiritual music, but the style that we played was really not like the traditional, and she just wanted some bass lines, so I recorded a few tracks for her. I recorded last week, as I mentioned. And other than that, than the demo that we had for the blues band that I mentioned before, I have not done a lot of studio work. I don't really love doing studio work. I did enjoy it now and then, but I really mostly love the live gigs.
Right. And so tell us about why, you know, because I'll preface it with the reason why I founded Women in Jazz South Florida was because after 34 years of touring and performing, I realized I had only worked with 6 women, and I had worked with hundreds of musicians. And so in 1997, I started teaching children about women in jazz and blues. And in 2007, I incorporated the nonprofit to, you know, follow my mission, bring awareness about women musicians. Now, your organization is on Facebook, is that correct?
Yes. South Florida Women in Music. And I've been in Florida a little over 3 years. I was probably here for a year before I started playing. And I started meeting some female performers who I really respected. And I wanted to find more. And my hope was to both be able to promote women. I myself now play for fun. I do a couple gigs a month, maybe 3. However, there are women out there still really trying to build followings, who really deserve to have followings. They're really exceptional. And I also just wanted to provide a forum where it would be easier for women musicians to promote themselves and to find each other. So I started the page. I invite people to it. And I invite any women play, sing, write, and their friends to reach out to South Florida Women in Music, request to join. It's free. And I ask women to feel comfortable to come on and introduce themselves, what they do, where they perform, and promote their gigs. And there are several who do and who take advantage of it. And it's just, that's why I did it. And similarly, why I produced the 3 Diva Night at a club where I play regularly, where I play in the host band of a blues jam at a club in Lauderhill called Rosie Babies. And I wanted to feature a few of the women that I had met in the music scene. And also I put together a backup band to play behind the headliner, who the first act was a woman named Mary Jane Cunningham, who has incredible credentials, played with a lot of famous people in her younger days, does standard swing, standard tunes, has a real velvety voice. Then we had Sister Mary Beth. Sista, that's not like a nun.
Okay.
It's Sista with an A-H. Okay. Real bluesy, talented woman also who's been performing in the area. And then Rochelle Koba, who is an amazing guitarist, singer, songwriter, blues has had a lot of national accolades, and I also got to play with her because I put together with some guys that I have played with at the jams, et cetera, brought in another guitarist and drummer, and we backed her for the headlining act. And we sold out within a matter of a few days. It was a little place. We had it packed, and it was a great show. And it was really just to promote them, to bring people together, and for myself, play with somebody who I really respect musically.
Well, that is commendable. That is commendable. More and more women are coming out of the musical closet. What do you do professionally? What do you do to earn a living?
Well, that's a good question. For many years, as you have on your Facebook post, after I spent about 5 years as a full-time musician and then realized that it just really wasn't the lifestyle for me, not being trained. I'm limited as far as teaching and studio work, and it just became a job. It kind of took the joy out for me. And I wanted to have normal hours so I could see people other than musicians. So I went back to school, and I became a clinical psychologist. So that was my career for 25 years. I'm still licensed in Ohio, but not in Florida, but I played through the years also. So that really, I always kept my hand in and had my few gigs a month. And I'm now retired from that profession. However, I've also been involved in holistic healing and energy work for decades, and that is something that I'm doing here and building up here in Florida. I do a type of coaching that connects people with soul-level consciousness, and I have events and classes. So that's just another aspect of how I express my fulfillment. And the music is one way that I connect. I'm not sure where I connect, but I connect somewhere. It takes you somewhere else, as you know. And this energy work is something else that I still do.
Do you do Reiki?
Well, it's not Reiki. What I do, what I work with, is called the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records are an energetic vibration of every soul through all lifetimes. And we are able to do consultations, greetings for other people. That's not prediction, like psychic prediction, but it brings a soul-level perspective to life's challenges and helps people make shifts that they've been wanting to make throughout life. It's a way to be empowered to connect with a divine source. I teach people to do that for themselves as well as doing consultations, readings. I use consultation because reading tends to connote a psychic reading, and this is a little different. And so that's kind of my day thing, although I do it in the evening. I just don't do it as late in the evening as I play music, right? So, because that usually starts after 9 o'clock. So I hold classes in Fort Lauderdale and events in Fort Lauderdale, and do readings both through.
I'd like to talk to you about that offline, okay? It's like regression therapy, and I'm pretty well into that, so I would love to talk to you. I want you to give me 1 minute advice for a young woman coming into the music business. 1 minute. Did you hear me?
Boy, I'm thinking about that one, and partly because I'm wondering what the scene is, but you know, it's really all about. It's sometimes tough to get the support you need. It's about believing in yourself, doing what you love. And I have people come up to me, women my age or even quite a bit younger, who say, I always wanted to learn to play an instrument. And, you know, if it's something you want to do, do it. It's that simple. If it's something you want to do, do it. And I started kind of late. I'm not trained. I get tremendous fulfillment and joy out of it. And through the years, even though I've had other things I do in my life, you know, I hold my own. And I get to play with some really good people here in Florida, and it's just a blast. So I would just say, if it's something that you want to do, do it, stick with it. If you hear someone else who you think has something that you would like to learn, go up to them, buy a lesson or two, and just stick with it. It'll always be there for you to come back to at other points in your life. So that would be my main advice. And it's sometimes it's challenging, but you just gotta hang in there.
Well, that is good advice. Very good advice, and I want to thank you for taking the time to be my guest today, and thank you for your membership and support of Women in Jazz South Florida. We will be having a CD release party. I hope that we can do it. Maybe we'll do it at Rosie Babies. I don't know. You and I can talk. And now
I would love
to
participate.
Okay.
And support you in that. I think what you're doing is fantastic.
Well, we're gonna join forces.
Great.
So we're gonna listen to Keeping Myself Alone by Deanna Cannon, aka Lorena C. And thank you again, friend, for being here with me today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida, Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally.